I'm John Nowacki. Paul Mellor has been described by the New York Times as the most important composer to have emerged in Welsh choral music since William Matthias. The Guardian described his music as being marked by something outside of himself that is beautifully spatial and evocative of landscape. It illuminates both our past and our future. Dr. Mellor's music has been commissioned and performed at many festivals and by many orchestras and choruses, and has been broadcast on every major TV and radio station throughout the world. Since January 2003, he has taught in the music department at the University of Aberdeen, where he's professor of composition. Paul, welcome.
Thank you, John.
There's a couple of quotes. One is by John Rutter, who said about choral singing that it's not about one's frills. He says it goes to the very heart of our humanity, our sense of community, and our souls. Eric Whitaker says that choir is the core of who we are. Why is choral singing so important to you?
I grew up in Wales, and Wales's kind of subtitle is the land of song. So, you know, you can go into a little pub in Wales in the evening and everybody will be singing. There's no fear of singing. And so it's part of who we are. It's part of our culture to sing. And so for me, I can't imagine a life without singing. It is your voice, and your voice is who you are. You know, and everybody sounds different. Yeah, okay, there are some people aren't so great, and there are some people who are fabulous, but everybody has something to say when they sing.
Did you sing as a child?
I did. I was very fortunate to have got in to the St. Asaph Cathedral Choir, and it's an Anglican cathedral, but it's the same as the Episcopal Church here in the United States. And so it was a choir of boys and men. And so you'd start off as the trebles, which is the young boys, and then gradually as you developed, you would then move to the other parts, the alto, the tenor, and the bass. So over your time in the cathedral choir, you would sing all the parts, which I think is a very fine tradition.
Were your parents musical?
They'd like to think so, I think. They certainly loved music.
Going back to your experience as a chorister then and singing in choir, what was the music that you liked the best at that time?
Well, in the British choral tradition, there is the great giants, people like Thomas Tallis and Henry Purcell and Orlando Gibbons and the Welsh composer Thomas Tomkins, William Byrd, all of these composers.
Now, your music has what I would describe as a spirituality to it, a spiritual quality, and that comes from deep inside. How did that develop?
I was a young boy, just turned 9, and my brother and I, in Dimhligwy, which is a little place in Wales, we'd decided to go down this river. I couldn't swim, so I stood by the side of that river, and I decided to put my toe into the water, and I just fell in.
Oh.
And there was nobody around at that point, and I was being dragged under the water by the current, and I realized that I was probably going to die. The minute I realized that, when I say realize, I didn't just think, I actually knew it deep down. A great warmth came over me like I'd never felt before or since, and it was as if death was not a bad thing, that this wasn't something to be afraid of, and that I should really just go to sleep. And so, of course, that's what I decided I was going to do. At that point, I was lifted out of the water by passers-by and resuscitated. And from that moment on, I wanted to find out what that warmth was. And so that's when my parents decided to take me to the cathedral. And when I walked into the doors of the cathedral, thinking that I was going to maybe become a priest, I actually heard the choir singing. And they sang, "CC, the Word is Incarnate" by Orlando Gibbons. And then "What Sweeter Music" by John Rutter. And I just said to my dad, this is what I want to do. I want to be in this choir and sing. And so that is how I was drawn to that. And that is why I wanted to compose. Because I thought as I started singing these pieces, I could have a go at writing some of these. I feel deep down, I want to try and recapture that warmth that I felt and to try and imbue that in music.
What are some of the things that you've learned that have helped shape your style in music?
For me, most I've learned has been actually doing it. Trial and error. So once I'd learnt the technique and stuff from some great teachers, it's actually try out the idea. Is this really what I want to say? Am I saying it right? And then, of course, many people who don't think that they're your teachers actually become your teachers. If you're worth your salt, you listen to what everybody says. So, you know, you're in a choir and you write a piece and the old guy on the second tenor says to you, well, I actually think, you know, this tenor writing, you maybe should think about this. Well, there's a teacher who's just learned from experience. And so I listen to what everybody says, even the negative ones, and I think you can learn something from everybody. And so the things that I've mostly gleaned is that I have to make my own mistakes.
Is it difficult to, when you think you've got something and got it down on paper and think, oh, this is great, and then you go back and suddenly it doesn't seem so great?
Yeah,
does that happen?
That happens a lot.
And
yes.
What do you do then?
Well, Shostakovich would say, oh, just get it right in the next piece, whereas Bruckner would say, well, then change it and revise. So I've kind of more gone with the Shostakovich way. But I prefer, I think, to say, look, that piece is its piece, and I now need to take what I've learned from that to the next one.
Your career as a choral composer really exploded after your setting of Ubi Caritas was sung at the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. How did that come about?
No one really knows, and I've been trying to find out why that happened and how that happened. I got contacted, and would I write a piece for the royal wedding? Of course, at that point, it hadn't been announced, so nobody knew, and I thought somebody was joking and winding me up. There was a central dilemma, because the piece that they originally chosen was a piece called Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal, which is a setting of Tennyson. It's a very beautiful poem about two people in love with each other lying in each other's arms, and they happen to be naked, which for Westminster Abbey, for a big service of a future king, maybe wasn't quite right. And so I was asked if I could reimagine the piece.
But that kind of blows my mind, because here you were asked to, you set this text, Ubi Caritas, and that must have been a little intimidating.
Very intimidating, and it was, because, you know, the very famous one is the Deroufle. And, of course, that is sung all over the world, and it's become a quite rightly a favorite of everybody's. And so I thought to myself, you either think two things. One, you think that all of these composers are standing in front of you saying, hang on, you can't do this. Or they're all standing behind you saying, okay, you have a go, it's your turn now. And I thought, well, I'm going to think like that, because I'm just going to write my piece and I'm going to try and put Deroufle out of my mind and do my piece, because I had the harmony anyway, I had the melody, so I had something to work with, which wasn't bound up in Deroufle. And so that kind of freed me. And so I wrote it. And then I thought to myself, well, I have to tackle Deroufle in some way here in this piece. And so at the end, I decided to quote a little bit of Deroufle. And I realized when I'd been speaking with the royal couple that Catherine liked very much solo treble, one little boy singing. And so at the very end of my piece has this one solo boy, Thomas Featherstonehoe was the guy that sang it on the day. And it's just that little bit of the plain chant which nods its head and doffs its cap to Mr. Deroufle.
Paul, I've got two of your discs, The Tender Light, 2011, and I Saw Eternity in 2014. Both feature the ensemble Tenebrae with Nigel Short. I was wondering if you maybe select a couple of cuts that you might consider, maybe favorites, and why?
It's interesting, because there are favorites for different reasons. I think on the Tender Light CD, I couldn't not choose Ubi Caritas, because it kind of changed my life. You know, straight after the performance of that, I had 70,000 emails. So I'd have to choose that because, first of all, I mean, who gets to write for a future king of England? And who gets to sit in Westminster Abbey and hear it? So that has a very special piece to me.
Well, let's listen to Ubi Caritas. This is Tenebrae. They're conducted by Nigel Short. Paul Mueller's Ubi Caritas, sung by Tenebrae, conducted by Nigel Short from the disc A Tender Light.